Well, after nearly three decades in public service, Carterton Mayor Ron Mark is stepping away from elected office. He was first elected to Parliament back in 96 as part of New Zealand's first MMP debut. And Ron since served as an MP, a Defence Minister, and twice as Carterton's Mayor. While he's retiring from politics for now, he's still active, though, through the Waitangi Tribunal. And it's great to have you with us here, Te Tukane, Ron. Thanks for joining us here on Wātea once again, and thanks for all the maki over the years, Ron. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. How are you? Can you hear me well?
Yeah, got you loud and clear. Although it would sound better if you had your Stetson on and your guitar in hand, but we'll make do.
We always sound better with a guitar and a beer.
That's very good, Ron. Hey, firstly, you know, a long period of public service, and that deserves some acknowledgement and some thanks. Nearly 30 years moving between local and central government. When you look back on, you know, what can only be considered a successful career in public life, what are some of the highs and the lows that stick in your mind, Ron?
Well, it's a funny old thing, Dale. When I finish this call, I'm packing myself up and heading back to Wellington, of all things, to speak at the Mayor's School. I don't know if people are aware that there's local government New Zealand run a Mayor's School for all the new mayors who've just won their seats. They get the opportunity to go to LGNZ and get some good advice from LGNZ itself, but also to hear from people who are former mayors and how they found the job. So it's caused me to ponder a little bit on those questions you've just raised. But highs, I guess, you know, serving people is always a high. 20 years military service and 30 years and three times elected mayor of Carterton. Actually, Dale, I broke one term in 2013 when I was elected back to Parliament. So I did a year then, but, you know, successfully managed to hand over to a successor I'd prepared and trained, and I've just done the same thing again. Got a good man elected mayor of Carterton. So I guess that's a bit of a high. I mean, I'm very proud of the way in which we've managed to keep Carterton ahead of the curve on infrastructure. You know, I guess this term that's just passed, the high has been able to hand over infrastructure, three waters infrastructure that's future-proofed out to 2050 with two big projects still running that will extend that future-proofing even further and enhance water resilience for Carterton. You know, we're talking about a small council, only 10,500 people, but a piece of dirt bigger than Delaware, and people underestimate the challenges that brings, particularly when you get hit with an extreme weather event, and we've been hit with a couple in the last few years, and you know we've come through that. But I guess the high, Dale, when you conclude public service in whatever role, is looking back and enjoying the moments and experiences of, you know, living and working and dealing with good people. And, you know, my community, I'm just fortunate. We're full of some very, very good community-minded people who see value in service. I guess the downside, probably the one that sticks big in my mind is the balloon tragedy from back in my first term. Nothing can prepare you for that sort of thing. Losing 11 people, most of whom were well known in our community, in one major, you know, an extreme accident, cut right deep and stood to divide our community as people wanted to find someone to blame for getting a course that, you know, Lance Hoppy, who was a pilot, had a family, had a grieving widow and had grieving children, and the last thing we needed was people being inflamed by media reports that turned them against each other. So holding our community together and watching it come together and looking after our firefighters and first responders, looking after the families of those victims, that was paramount in my mind. But, you know, and, you know, in many ways I couldn't have done that without my partner, Christine. I've done a lot of stuff, Dale, in my life as a soldier. And, you know, I've been to Ukraine five times in the last couple of years, and I still look back on the balloon tragedy as my hardest moment. That was horrible. But you know, the other good side, giving people awards and recognising, you know, 30, 40 years of service to their community without remuneration. You know, people who do things just because they know the community needs it and because they enjoy doing it. Doesn't matter whether it's Lions, doesn't matter whether it's Rotary, doesn't matter whether it's, you know, keep Carterton Beautiful, that amazing group. And keeping the whakapapa alive, Darwin, you know, remembering that we've built this community on the backs of some good people who have gone, and the mahi of some good people that's gone before us, you know. I will never forget people like Georgie Nabaya. I will never forget people like, you know, Greg, he says it and then he forgets the name, but, you know, Greg was an awesome mayor, and I'm embarrassed right now because his pitch is in my head, but Gary McPhee, good God, I'm thinking of his brother Greg, this is in my head right now, sorry. But Gary McPhee was an incredible guy, you know, and had his own life challenges, and tragically he committed suicide, and, you know, and you look at that loss, and but you look at the service, and you look at the man, and the individual man, as controversial as he was, and as big and as loud as he was, he made an enormous contribution to Carterton. We wouldn't have the event centre if the council of his time hadn't have stood against the tide and gone ahead and made the decision to build it. And then the ratbag said, well, okay, it's your problem now, you build it. And he handed it over to me, and we did it. And today it's hailed as, you know, it's now called the Wairarapa Event Centre, and it's hailed as the best event centre, the best small event centre in the Wellington region, and if not, in the whole of New Zealand. Mm. The good things, Dale, are standing back and looking at the work that's been done over time and remembering the people who helped you, remembering the people who helped.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Again, thanks for all that, Maki, over the years, and with your work on the tribunal, and, of course, as you just touched on, called upon to help others get into this space. Māori and local government, a few ups and downs here, and looking at the local body elections, there are plenty of Māori who are representing, don't get me wrong, but also it can be difficult. You went into the role well known and carried through some of your experience in central politics. So just a quick thought there. And I noticed that you're quite a vocal advocate for amalgamating the Wairarapa councils. Do you think that is the best way forward for the wider community, Ron?
Oh, look, for the Wairarapa, absolutely. And local water done well. You know, whether it was the Labor government pushing three waters or the National government, National Party leader pushing local water done well, the outcome's exactly the same. You know, a couple of small differences. One was going to give us money. Don't know where they were going to get it from, but they were going to give us all the money to fix all the problems. The other was, and the other didn't want Māori co-governance, you know, and were not going to give us money, and they haven't. And, you know, but the outcome's still pretty much the same. Councils like mine are no longer sustainable going forward. That's a fact of life. And if people complain about the level of rates increases in the past, well, hold on to your horses, because it's only going to get worse unless you want to reduce the level of service that you enjoy today. So, you know, there's, for small councils like Masterton, Carterton, South Wairarapa, and not even include Tararua, not small by land mass, crikey no, huge, massive. I mean, we make up 75% of the greater, what's lauded and touted as the Greater Wellington region. Well, we are the Greater Wellington region. The rest are just metropolitan communities over the other side of the hill, all boxed into 25% of the real estate that we own. And you know, but we can't continue to run little fiefdoms and maintain and keep costs and expenses and at the level that people want them at, with, you know, three or four CEs, three or four mayors, 24 or 32 councillors, you know, to administer. You know, it was fine to have all these small councils back in the day when it took a day to get from one place to another with a horse and cart. You know, we've got the internet now. We don't have to hand deliver mail, you know. So the world has changed. And I think holding on to you know, being parochial, you know, protecting your own little patch, holding on to your mayoral chains and the status that that brings to you, apparently, is selfish, in my view, and it's ignoring the bigger picture. You know, I tend to be a bigger picture strategic guy when I'm looking at problems, and in the big picture, I see one council. And here's the thing, you know, we get tired, and I put on my other hat, you know, as Ngāti Kahununu, Rangatāne, and, you know, not to mention all my other whānau, my other iwi, you know, Ngāti Porou, Whakatōhia, Tūwharetō, Te Aroarokawa, Atiawa, you know, I whakapapa all those lines, and to pretty specific lines, if I just put it that way. In particular, my great-great-great-grandfather here in Wairarapa was Tāpio Tāwhiri Mātia Ngā Tuere, you know, the paramount chief for here, and all the interrelations and all the intermarriages that occurred, you know, give me those differing lines of significance. But, you know, if I was to look at this from the iwi side, and as from a Rangatāne Kahununu person, frankly, you draw that line across the Rimutaka Tararua and Ruahine Maungas, and the whole of the East Coast would become one unitary authority. That would make it so much easier for all the farming communities who are tired of dealing with the inconsistencies of different councils whose farms they border or overlap. Communities who have children going to school who might live in, you know, people might live in Paiatua, but their kids go to school in Masterton, or Ekerehuna and their kids go to school in Masterton. You know, there's so much sense in bringing us together. The only question in my mind is how far up the line do you go? Do you stop at Ekerehuna or you carry on through to Dannevirke?
Well, listen, Ron Mark, I just want to reiterate what we started off by saying. Is thank you for your service. I've got a little slot here where we might be able to have a more lengthy conversation about life and about some of the highs and lows, play some music. We're actually going to play a song. I said to my mate here who does our engineering, see if you can find a Ron Mark song on the YouTube. And what popped up was
Didn't
a
I
song.
Didn't I send you my CD, bro?
Yes.
Didn't I send you my CD?
Well, I did, but it wasn't for public release. Well, next, people are asking, what is a CD now? But anyway, that's another story. Hey, the piece that did pop up was a song that you did with the Indonesian ambassador, Tantowi Yahe.
And Eddie Lowe's song.
Well, we're going to play that and say thanks, Ron.
Eddie Lowe wrote it. Until you know something? Yeah. Look, I'd love to chat longer with you, Dale. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Oh, you're a good man, Ron. Thanks very much. Hope the rest of the day goes well for you. Look forward to talking with you soon again, Ron. We'll yodel together.
No yodeling.
Yodeling's out. Thanks, Ron. Good talking with you again, mate. Thank you.
You too, Ron.
Tēnā koe. All the best. Ron Mark joining us. And this is a song that somebody found and put on the net with Ron and Tantowi Yahe, who at the time was the Indonesian ambassador. We'll play a bit of that. It's Songs from Home, a song written and performed by Eddie Lowe. That's the ambassador there. This is Ron now. Mark.